And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. The promises of Jesus are clear and conditional to the person who believes in him. The embodiment of God is Jesus himself, and the Bible teaches us that the greatest name that there ever was, is, and will ever be, is the name of Jesus. Not only does his name bring power, but it is power. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Why do we pray in Jesus' name? What does it really mean to pray in his name? Have you ever wondered why we end our prayers this way? Now, some may use this phrase as a catchphrase, but because over the years they've heard others say it. And just like it's one of those things, once we hear it, it sticks with us. But this phrase means much more than that. It's in the name of Jesus that we gain access to the Heavenly Father. The Greek meaning for the word access is to properly come towards or to have access with an intimate face-to-face interaction. It also refers to having an audience or direct access with God. Because of Jesus' death, it broke down the barrier that was between God and man. And it means that we can now approach him with all confidence because Jesus has given us open access to the Father. We both have access in one spirit. This indicates the privilege of being brought to God. It's the free access that we have through the Holy Spirit because of the merits of Jesus Christ. Look at it like this. We're not just brought to God or introduced to him for an interview. We're brought to him to remain as part of his household forever, and that's grace. When a believer prays, he does so knowing that the only acceptable way to God is through Jesus. He hears us because Jesus has made us acceptable unto him. To have authority means that you have the power and the right to give orders, to make decisions, and to enforce obedience. The name of Jesus gives us authority over all of our trials, temptations, and any other issues of life. Demons tremble and the earth moves at the sound of his name. Authority is attributed to God the Father, and Jesus is that given authority. The Son of Man has all power and authority on earth to forgive sins, and he has the authority over all of creation because he's the sustainer of life and the present order of the universe. His name has authority over sickness and death, so we no longer have to fear those things. He is the resurrection of the body. He becomes an advocate, our courtroom lawyer, as he intercedes on our behalf to God the Father. He represents us with grace and honor, and his name is trusted. Mercy and compassion are what he has for us because it's through his name that we're basically let off the hook, completely forgiven of the crimes that we've committed. When we go to court, we throw ourselves on the mercy of the court and the judge. But Jesus, he pleads our case every time the devil tries to accuse us of something. Jesus is the ultimate judge and jury, and his mercy brings us peace because of his love. Our prayers work because of his sovereign power on our behalf. The voice that spoke all things to existence provides the way for his will to be carried out in our lives. The Bible says in John 15, verse 16, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. This means that when our prayers are answered, both Jesus and God are glorified. When we pray and believe, we receive what we ask, then attention is brought to both God the Father, and they're glorified even further through praise and worship. Jesus said that we are to pray to both him and God as well, because if you ask anything in his name, the Father will do it. Jesus is claiming to be God and to have wisdom, knowledge, and the power and ability to answer all through love and care. And he has a desire and willingness to do anything for us. To pray in the name of Jesus means that the believer only asks those things that will honor, praise, bring glory, and lead others to him, to his name. As he mentions, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And he further states that when he's lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men unto him. We pray in the name of Jesus because it represents all these things and much more. There's wisdom and power in his name and in our prayers when we use it. So make sure that you give him the praise the next time you pray. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. One love, 5 minutes.